Straight Talk on WRHI is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, Manning Kimmel.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. My name is Manning Kimmel. The program is called Straight Talk. We do it every weekday afternoon, talking about Rock Hill, Fort Mill, Tiga Cay, the great county of York, and everything else up and down I-77. And we do it right here on WRHI, South Carolina's seven-time radio station of the year. Our broadcast presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, always ready. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill, as is highspeedweb.net that streams our signal 24/7, 365. You've heard this lady on the air, and now she's here right across the table from me. Her name is Angela Sloan. We know her as the retirement architect, and she is with Sloan Financial, and she's our guest today here on Straight Talk. And I didn't realize until just a few minutes ago that you're born and reared and live right here in York County, South Carolina. How about that?
Born and raised all my life.
So listen, this is your first time on here, and as we always do, tell us a little bit about your background, if you would.
Well, as you know, I grew up, born and raised right here in York County. We were in the military in our early years, and that's when I became introduced to the financial services industry, and I'm afraid not in a positive way. At the ripe old age of 22, I got cheated out of my life savings, all whopping $14,440 worth. I had a cancer diagnosis, and the prognosis was not good. And I needed money to help with medical bills. And I went to my investment account and found out of that $14,440 approximately that I had a little over $800.
Oh, my. What happened to that?
Well, long story short, got a hearing before the state commissioner, and the state commissioner said, what happened to you is unethical, but it's not illegal. Now, for those of you who grew up here in York County, you know that you get your tail tore up for either one of those two things, and it was really hard for me to understand the difference between the two, because where I come from, unethical is illegal, and illegal is unethical, so how do you separate those two? I took a dictionary and all my papers, sat down and rewrote everything in plain English, sat back, looked at what I had done, and said, why would anybody do this? And the reason people do some of the things they do it out of ignorance. They think they're making the best decision they can based on the information that they have, but they just don't understand the information, which is where I was. So I kind of followed this guy around town, and if I'd see him coming out of a house, I'd go knock on the door with my pile of papers and just tell him, look, this is what this man did to me, and he's probably doing it to you. So he called me up one day and threatened me because I was out talking about all of these things with no licenses. And being the smart aleck female that I am, I said, well, I'll tell you what, I might be half dead, but I'm not stupid. I can pass a test. I'll get a license. And I slammed the phone down in his ear and went, oh, my God, what kind of license is he talking about? I have no idea. I have a driver's license. So later on in that week, I was speaking with a friend who was working on his MBA, and I told him about the conversation, and he says, well, I know where you need to start. I know the kind of licenses he's talking about. So I got busy, got all the licenses, and then I still rang on doorbells, and I still shared my story. And one day this gentleman said, well, if you have the licenses, why can't you do my stuff? I never in a million years thought you could make money at this. I mean, imagine that. I was out to save the world. So that's how I got my start. And I guess that's why I'm so passionate, because I know how it feels to sit there not really understanding, not knowing what you think you know. And you don't know what you don't know. So yeah. You ask yourself, if what you thought to be true turned out not to be true, when would you want to find out?
So here you are all these years later. You got all your licenses. You set up a business called Sloan Financial, based in Clover, but you have an office in South Charlotte as well.
Correct.
You told me that that door knocking that you started off with has now mushroomed into thousands of clients?
Over 4,000 clients. And I'll tell you this, too. If I could find that man today, I would kiss him right on the lips. He has no idea what he did for me. That was my $14,000 PhD.
Pretty cheap.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty cheap. Good for you. Well, I listen to your program regularly on the weekends. We run it on WRHI. It's on twice on Saturday mornings, and it's very engaging. I like the way you talk about Social Security and try to tee up everybody for what they need to expect. And it's very interesting that so many people out there think that all I got to do is to get to 62, and I don't have to have anything else except that little Social Security check that's going to be coming in. Wrong. Wrong, wrong. Unless you have some kind of a lifestyle that most people wouldn't want to have, you better listen to what this lady's talking about, because that's what you talk. You talk to the people all the time about getting prepared for retirement.
And a lot of people have that mindset, is all I got to do is get to age 62. Well, sometimes starting Social Security at age 62 is not just shooting yourself in the foot, it's blowing your whole leg off. So starting 62 is not always the best option. It's amazing how much money's left on the table again, because people think they know things that they don't know. There are many strategies in drawing your Social Security, and you need to know what the maximum strategy is for your situation. And everybody's situation is going to be a little bit different. And I use my receptionist who retired from us a few years ago as a prime example, because she was one that qualified for several different strategies, and she had no idea. Now, she was a client before she was my receptionist, and that's where I've got a couple of employees that came by way of being a client. So we were having a conversation because I had read a statistic of how many women are widowed twice by age 65, and it was a staggering statistic. And me and a couple other ladies in the office was having this conversation of how many women we knew that had been widowed twice at age 65.
Not once, but twice.
Yeah, twice. And Kathy raised her hand, and she goes, me. Mm-hmm. And I said, Kathy, you've been widowed twice? And she was all of 60 years old at the time, I think, 61. And she said, yeah. And I said, well, I knew your first husband died, but I didn't know you had another husband that died. And she said, yeah. She said, my second husband died also. Well, her first husband died when he was about 38 years old. He died of a heart attack, and he was a doctor, so he died very young. Mm. And her second husband, she wasn't married to him quite 10 years. Anyway, he passed away. Then she married a third time and divorced. So I said, Kathy, were you married to the first husband for 10 years? And she says, you know, that's so long ago, I'm not sure. And I said, we need to find that out. She goes, why? I said, because you may be able to draw a lot of money off of him. And she goes, oh, that was so long ago, and I don't think it was quite 10 years. So she and I went back and forth, and she was married in New York, so she gets hold of the folks in New York, gets a copy of the marriage license, and we figure out she'd been married to this guy 10 years and 3 months.
I'll be doggone.
So you picture this, ladies or gentlemen. You have a dead spouse or an ex-spouse, and you could be drawing off of their accounts, and a lot of times you can draw more off of their accounts than you can your own. Sometimes you can draw off of theirs and then change over to yours later, which will give you more. So you have all of these different strategies for drawing your Social Security. Well, in Kathy's case, there was a lot of money about to be left on the table, and had we not been having that conversation about the statistic, she'd have never known it. So we went back and looked. She was able to draw twice as much off of her first husband, who died at age 38, than she was able to draw off of her own account, and she had worked all these years. And she had no idea. And that money would have been left on the table because she thought her only option was drawing off of her account.
Mm.
So there are many strategies out there, and we take that, we put it in a piece of software, and we come back and tell you, this is how you get the maximum amount of Social Security, this is a mid-range, and this is your earliest possible, and you can see the difference in the numbers. And folks, most people think of Social Security as just that monthly dollar amount that you're going to draw, but you have to look at the big picture, because most married couples will draw anywhere from $500,000 to $1 million over their lifetime out of Social Security. And it's very important that you know how to maximize your Social Security.
Yeah, and the better thing to do is to know that before you start doing it, correct?
Correct, because you can't go back and change it anymore.
Yeah, exactly, so right. You know, one of the biggest mistakes I see talking to people is a simple thing, the most simple thing that I think exists with Social Security, and that is if you take it at 62 right now, you're going to give Uncle Sam back $2 for every dollar you make over, I'm sorry, you're going to give Uncle Sam $1 for every $2 you make over $14,000.
Okay. That's part true, but there's even more to it than that.
Okay.
All right. That's if you're still working.
Right. Exactly.
And that number, that limit that you can earn goes up every year, and it's always some screwy number. Like this year, I'm thinking it's like $14,755 or something. It's always a screwy number. But bear in mind, that does go up a little bit each year. But here's the thing. You start drawing at age 62. First of all, you're going to take a 25% reduction in your benefits forever for life. Okay? So you're giving up 25% of it. Then if you're still working, you're going to pay that penalty, $1 for every $2 that you earn over the limit. And if you're still working, 85% of it's going to be taxable. And most people forget the taxation of it. And sometimes they'll get the taxation and the penalty confused.
Right.
So most people don't even realize Social Security can be taxed. So
you fast forward
that one. Even if you're full retirement age, you start drawing Social Security. You take half the Social Security plus all the other income.
Right.
That can be rental income, dividend, interest income, capital gain income, any other kind of income. The only income that don't count is Roth income. So money that you take from a Roth account does not count towards this. But if half your Social Security plus all the other income comes to $24,000 for a single person and $32,000 for a married couple, your Social Security starts to be taxed at that point. And it's done on a sliding scale, and it can be taxed up to 85% of your Social Security will be taxable in retirement. And a lot of people don't realize that'll happen.
You never get away from Uncle Sam and taxation.
Nope.
Even when you go to the grave.
That's right.
So there's a lot of nuances associated with Social Security.
A lot of moving parts.
A lot of moving parts. You can sit there and say, well, you know, maybe I'll hold out to 70 and then I'll get the maximum benefit, da 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 da. You need to sit down and run those numbers, see how long it'll take you to catch up in terms of lost benefits if you started taking them at 66 versus 70, all that stuff. But the big thing is, once you've figured all that out, you've got to understand you're going to need more than just Social Security to give you the lifestyle that you want to have, that you used to have while you were working, correct?
Right. And you take our parents, for instance. Most of them had pensions. And they had their Social Security, and they had their savings. Well, the old-fashioned pension has pretty much gone away. So you don't see those anymore. And if you do see them, stand by, because they're going to try to buy them out. They're just not sustainable. We're living longer than we've ever lived, and it's killing the pension programs that are still left. So most of them that exist are looking at some kind of buyout. So the pensions, you know, my generation and younger, you can forget the pension. So now it's down to Social Security and your personal savings. So now the burden's more on your back than anywhere else. And if you're not saving, you better be. And you better learn the tax implications of everything. Because a lot of people thought, you know, we're going to have these 401ks and these IRAs, and they've kicked the tax can down the road, and now it's time to pay.
Yeah.
And pay you will. So there's even talk in the government right now. You may have been hearing in the news that word Rothification.
Yeah, that's boy, that's scary. That's scary.
So they're looking at taking away the tax, the pre-tax money, pre-tax accounts, and just doing everything by Roth, which in reality is the best thing for us. Mm-hmm. Because your choice is, you're going to pay tax on the seed, or you're going to pay tax on the harvest.
Right.
Which would you rather pay taxes on? And if you're doing it by the Roth means, you're paying taxes on the seed.
That's correct.
If you're doing it by the pre-tax method, you're going to pay taxes on the whole harvest.
Well, and there's a lot of people out there, me included because I'm at that age, where you started using IRAs before there was a Roth IRA. And, you know, should you have converted,
right.
You know, should you have done the conversion? Can you do the conversion? I mean, you
that's
got all that.
That's another calculation, that's another thing that we do. Does it make sense for you to start converting? And my husband and I did that. We started converting, and we did it incrementally until we got all of his Duke Energy money converted to Roth. And we got the last little bit of it converted to Roth, I guess, about 2 years ago.
Right.
I don't intend to pay taxes in retirement. I am pinching my rear end 10 ways to Sunday to make sure that I don't pay taxes in retirement. I'm telling you, I can take a tax return, pick it apart, put it back together again, and if there is a leak in it, I'm going to find it. Tax planning is essential.
Is that part of what you do with Sloan Financial?
Absolutely. And we do tax planning for businesses, do mega tax planning for businesses. I'm telling you, that for every tax law on the books, and here's your Angelaism for the day, okay? For every tax law on the books, somehow, somewhere, some way, some politician needed to get around it, and there are ways to get around it. You just have to know what the ways are.
And with that, we're going to take our mid-program break. Reminded that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, always ready. And, of course, we broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where they make fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right before your eyes. And they do it by going slice, 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 garden, garden, garden. It's always delicious, and we hope you'll stop by today for lunch or dinner, or for that matter, any day of the week. Back after these words.
This is Straight Talk.
Let's ask the young Alex Ruffalo why he thinks people keep coming back to eat at Substation 2.
Because they can see for themselves how everything on their sandwich or salad is sliced fresh right in front of their eyes. That's why we say slice, 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 garden, garden, garden.
For lunch or dinner, make it Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Go on the drive of your life with a Founders Auto Loan. If you're ready to buy your new car and start making those unforgettable memories, Founders features an easy online application, great terms and rates, 24-hour account access with Founders Online, and fast, friendly service. Visit relaxjoinfounders.com, call 1-800-845-1614, or visit one of our 29 offices to see if you qualify for membership. Relax. You're with Founders. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Good Pharmacy, building trust for four generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. Enjoy our spacious new modern look and take advantage of Rock Hill's original drive-thru with pickup and drop-off service.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
This is Rod Hicks.
And this is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration.
When you are faced with damage to your home, there's only one company you need to know, Paul Davis Restoration.
Only one company that 4 out of 5 insurance adjusters or agents surveyed said they would use Paul Davis to work on their own homes.
There's only one company with 8 trained and certified water mitigation technicians on call and ready to respond to your loss 24/7, 365.
It is better to know Paul Davis Restoration and not need us than to need Paul Davis and not know us. 329-1140.
Businesses today rely on data and the internet. And in an unpredictable and ever-evolving world, you need a plan and the right solution. To eliminate and survive the risk of power outages, natural disaster, equipment failure, and regulatory demands, businesses are turning to Imedion's data center solution. Imedion helps lower cost, maximize internal resources, and keep your valuable data safe, no matter what happens. Call Comporium Business Services to learn more about Imedion, or go online to Comporium.com.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
The reason people keep coming back to Substation 2 for lunch and dinner has to do with the word fresh. Right, Alex Ruffalo?
They can come in and see all their meats, cheeses, and veggies sliced right before their very eyes. None of this wax paper slap nonsense.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax. You're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Angela Sloan with Sloan Financial. Rich has his base of operations in Clover with offices also in South Charlotte. She does a wonderful program on Saturdays on WRHI called The Retirement Architect. And I tell you, if you listen to it, you're going to be hooked pretty quickly because her style and her message is it's very, very engaging. And I'm sure you're gleaning that from today's program. I mentioned to you off air, as we start to talk about savings, that one of my financial friends told me months and months ago that 65 or 70% of Americans could not come up with $400 in cash if they had an emergency, like the car breaking down or a plumbing issue or what have you. Do you agree or disagree with that number?
I have read that statistic. And yes, I do believe that statistic. I was reading another one the other day that said 70% of those retired don't believe they will have enough money to last through retirement. And a lot of people will walk into my office and say, we just don't think we're going to have enough money. And then when I sit down and analyze, I see that they do. They just need a little tweak here and there. And it's a relief to them to see that, hey, here's your expenses. This is what inflation's going to do to your expenses. This is what your total cost of retirement will be. This is what it will be if you have a long-term care event, and which is the big crisis in this country, is extended care. That's the one that hardly anybody's prepared for. And I'm telling you guys out there now, if you're not prepared for that, now's the time to be preparing.
Yeah,
because at the time of need, you're making decisions out of desperation.
I mean, right here in our own community, you're going to be paying $5,000-$7,000 a month. Try to digest that number. That's just here locally. I can tell you there are other parts of the country that you'll pay twice, three times that much. Mm-hmm. So that is a big thing to be prepared for, and there's lots of ways you can do it.
Absolutely. And it comes down to the planning. And for every Fanny that sits in my conference room, there is a different situation. There's a different amount of money, a different family dynamic, different health needs. So it needs to be something custom planned for you. There's no cookie cutter answer for everybody out there. And folks, I'm going to tell you something. When I sit down with a client, you can expect to spend between 4 and 6 hours with me before you know enough to be able to make decisions. If you go see a financial person and they can tell you on one sheet of paper in an hour what you need to do, get up and run. They don't know you well enough, and you don't know them well enough, and you don't know everything you need to know for either of you to be making decisions about the other. It's an educational process, and the planning process is a plan in progress, okay? It takes time, and it will usually take me a total of 3 to 6 months to get a plan down on paper where you can see and make sense of it. But you have to see what inflation is going to do to your expenses. What is the future cost of care? You know, we're living longer than we've ever lived, which is great news. The bad news is that we're living longer than we've ever lived.
Yeah, as you pointed out, pensions are disappearing. Social Security is not going to keep up with what the cost of living is going to be. And we're fighting this mentality. I'm not quite sure when it all started, but it's very much predominant in America today that let's just spend what we have. Let's just go out and buy this and buy that, and we don't need to put anything away.
The government will take care of us.
Yeah, well, the government can't take care of you.
They can't, you're right.
The government's broke. It struggles to pay its own bills. So, with the reality that you pointed out, 70% of retirees don't think they're going to have enough money to sit down. I mean, to make it through the end of their retirement. You sit down with them, and I'm sure you have put a number of smiles on faces you've gone through your planning and your sessions with them to show them that, yeah, this does work out.
Oh, yeah, and it's a big relief to them. You know, I've had them actually just sigh. I've had them cry. Oh, my gosh, I didn't think it was going to look like that. And it's a relief to them to see that, hey, they are going to be okay. But I've also had to deliver the other news, like the one I was telling you a while ago. You know, I told her, you're going to have to save $20,000 a year between now and retirement, or you're just not going to make it. And this is a situation where there's like a 13-year age difference between the husband and wife.
Yeah.
And folks, I'm going to tell you something. If there's that big of an age difference between you and a spouse, that means your retirement's got to last that much longer than normal.
Right.
So she called me this morning and said, hey, I have my $20,000 for this year. Which account should I put it in?
Right.
She's going to be okay because she's trying very hard.
So when you're part of what you're talking to people about is, you know, retirement for many people is kind of a moving target.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be when you turn 65, you just, you know, hang it up and go do something else. But there's a lot more people working well beyond 65 for whatever reason. They might enjoy it. They might need to keep doing it, or their employer needs to have them there because of their skill set and what have you. Do you generally tell people, just keep working as long as you want to keep working?
Absolutely. If that's what makes you happy, you need to keep going. But there's a big difference in working because you want to and you enjoy it, and working because you have to at a job that you don't like. And I'd rather see my clients have the option.
Yeah. But you'll have absolutely no option if you've got your back against the wall and you haven't done any pre-planning. So, in an ideal world, you would say to the radio audience that you should start really thinking about this and talking about it earlier than later, correct?
The sooner the better. The sooner the better. And I laugh because I'm like, you know, if I can get somebody in my office, if I could get them in there, say, by the time they're 40, I can usually get them to a tax-free retirement.
Right.
Getting somebody under 40 to listen is a different story. Usually by the time they're 40, they're starting to take life a little serious, and all of a sudden it's hitting them, oh, my goodness, this is closer than I thought. I didn't think this would ever get here. So, of course, the sooner the better. And you've got to plan for three stages of retirement. There's three stages of it. The first stage, I call it the go-go stage. So in the go-go stage, you retire, you hang up your hat, dog, we're going to go here and we're going to go there and we're just going to go, go, go. And that's what you need to be doing.
Right.
While your health is good, you need to be going and doing all of the things that you always wanted to do. And I'll tell my clients when we start the planning process, I want you to think about it. You always said when you were working, boy, when we're retired, we're going to go do what?
Yeah.
What is that? Because we need to work that into the plan. The second stage is the slow go stage. So you're still going. You're just not going as much. And I relate that to a couple that I have that's from England. And they would go to England every year to visit the kids and the grandkids. And one year they came back and they were dragging. And she says, I just don't think we're going to do this anymore.
Right.
And I said, why not?
Yep.
She said, well, you know, going through the airport was so hard. And all of this luggage. And he's just not able to do the luggage like he used to be. And I have to have a whole suitcase just for my pills and my salve. And this has just gotten hard. And I said, you know, you're still going to do it. You just may not do it every year. So sure enough, they've cut back to about every other year. I can see that that's soon going to become a no-go. So yeah. Then you enter into that no-go stage, which is where we are with my mother.
Right.
I've had her. She lives with me for 20 years. And I knew the day she looked at me and said, I just don't think I can do Walmart anymore.
And
I knew we had entered that stage.
When we talk about the retirement thing and getting started sooner than later, one thing we really didn't talk a whole lot about is preparing for college educations.
A topic.
That's a whole other topic that we won't have enough time to get into. But the bottom line is you need to sit down and talk to somebody. You're a perfect example. And try to get your ducks in order at an early age. Because if you can discipline yourself at an early age to start putting money away and then have that money work for you, there's that old thing called time value of money. It just kind of grows and grows and grows if you keep putting it in there.
And I'm going to tell you something, too. If you are failing to plan, what you're essentially doing is planning to fail.
Say that again.
If you are failing to plan, what you are doing is planning to fail.
Very good. So now, Angela, how can people get a hold of you? Website, telephone number, whatever.
You can call us at 803-222-2892.
Uh-huh.
You can see us on the web at sloanfinancial.net. So that's S-L-O-A-N financial.net.
And she appears from time to time on Fox Business News, and she's been out there, and that's how you get 4,000 clients all over the country. Well, I love the story. I mean, it's a great story. You get a PhD at an early stage of life because somebody had taken advantage of you, let's put it that way. And you learn from that, and here you are. You've done very, very well. She operates Sloan Financial in Clover in South Charlotte. She's got a dozen employees that are working with all the clients, and great success story. And her show, by the way, is on WRHI twice on Saturdays in the morning at 8 o'clock and again at 11 o'clock. So you'll enjoy it. It's called The Retirement Architect. Her name is Angela Sloan. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. It's been fun.
And that'll wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2. Jerry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, always ready. And, of course, we broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Hope you stop by today for lunch or dinner. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.